So, Christmas is right around the corner, and that constant soundtrack of festive music and the seasonal displays set commentator Carol Boston Weatherford to dreaming of a black Christmas.
By now, every child who believes that a bearded man in a sleigh delivers toys yearns to share a wish list with Santa Claus or one of his local stand-ins. Visiting with Santa is one of the few Christmas rituals that's free. Granted, a brief chat with Santa does raise expectations for material reward, but there's still no charge to perch on the jolly old man's lap. So why are some African-American parents reluctant to serve as Santa's helpers? Could be that we can't bear spending our hard-earned money so some white man in a red velvet suit can take credit for putting toys under the Christmas tree. Perhaps a black Santa would make the whole affair a bit more palatable. Finding a black Santa, however, is easier said than done. Apparently, they are even rarer than an Xbox 360 game system, this season's hottest toy. I can still remember my first glimpse of an African-American Santa. 40-some years ago, my father's fraternity hosted a Christmas party for members' children. The highlight was a black Santa bearing gifts and candy canes. I had never encountered a black Santa, but given his generosity, I was willing to believe that he was the real thing. Today, black Santas are still most apt to appear at festivities hosted by black organizations. Even in predominantly black urban areas, black Santas are hard to come by. In Baltimore, my hometown, the city's sole black Santa resides at a mall in a black neighborhood. My own son and daughter, now teenagers, only once sat on a black Santa's lap. This year, Soulful Santa is making several appearances in my area, but my children have outgrown him. As Cliff Huxtable on the 1980s Cosby Show, Bill Cosby diplomatically theorized that Santa changes his ethnicity from house to house to match that of the child. Santa as chameleon. Interesting notion, but it doesn't hold water. When it comes to Santa, there are no gray areas. Kids have either been naughty or nice, and Santa is either black or white. So, which is it? He's clearly African-American in Melody Rosales' retelling of Clement Moore's classic poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas. Using Southern dialect, Rosales, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, portrays Santa in living color, eyes like coal, cotton-white hair, and skin like molasses. Now that's a face even African-American parents can love. In the spirit of the season, I'm dreaming of a black Christmas. If a black Santa is too much to ask, can't toy stores at least stock enough African-American dolls to meet the demand? If I could find a black Santa, I'd take it up with him in person. In the meantime, I'll put a brown angel atop my tree and pray for snow.
Carol Boston Weatherford is a poet and writer in High Point.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment about the show, drop us an email at sot@wunc.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.